It's a joy and a privilege to be here, and I get the joy to get to come to this platform to do what hundreds of preachers and families and churches would love to do, and that's just to say thank you. We can't thank this community, this church, and this place, and the God that has blessed it and provided for it. No way we can say thank you. We try to. We walk by the parker guys and the folks in the kitchen, and you just can't get over saying thank you. There's so many people that are doing so much that we have this privilege. In 1986, I had the joy of bringing my son sitting right down here close by. And what a thrill it is tonight to see my son bring his three children and wife into the service tonight, some 31 camp meetings later. And the only reason for that is because folks like you have been willing to help these people. And they do it, they give, and they give, but God uses people. And He's used them to carry on the work, but also to provide for the money that's needed. And they don't talk much about money, but look around you. Look at that motel where you stay and all the meals and all the things that are done. And they've improved these grounds year after year after year, expanded over and over. And I believe they've put off some things for their own church so they could help us just a couple weeks a year. I believe they've done that many a time, just had a heart. And what can we do? Not much. But, Lord, several years ago, we started thinking, well, back then, if we could maybe help folks like me from out of town to maybe help them with half the cost of the meeting, then maybe with I know the local churches do so much, maybe let this be a little load off them, because I've come to camp meeting, you have too, get down to the last three or four days of the meeting, and we've got to put more and more emphasis on the offerings. And God's done some wonderful things. You've been here and seen some amazing services where God touched about the giving. But what I thought like was maybe if we could take that burden off in the last couple days could just be rejoicing and not have to let them be concerned about it. And they don't say much about it, you know that. But what we tried to do was raise $30,000 a year by 100 people pledging $300 each. That would provide $30,000 before next camp meeting ever started. And then a couple years back, as the meeting grew, we started saying, well, what about $45,000? 150 people pledging that $300 before next year ever comes, already sending it in and helping them have a head start for the meeting. And the Lord's honored that, and you have helped, and all I can say is thank you. I couldn't have done that, but through folks just doing a little bit and making that $300 pledge and sending it in, they've been able to start in good shape and go on and help people. I remember Rule used to say, we don't want to be a burden, we'll help you if you need it. And time and time, we'd see preachers and families get here. The car they was riding in break down. They couldn't get back home, but the camp meeting would help them to fix their car just to get them back home. They're not here to hurt us, but we ought to want to do something to help them. So I encourage you, it's been a good year. We're about 50 envelopes away from having them all given out. And tonight we could give all them out and still need some. But I'd ask you if you really wouldn't consider it. Sunday school class, maybe a pastor would say, look, church, I know the church can't do it all, but I'll do half if you'll do half. Just somewhere say, Lord, how can we do this to help them? And $300 by itself, it doesn't seem that much. But all of a sudden, my friend, if 150 people do that, that's $45,000. And that's a real help to the camp meeting. That gets them about halfway where they need to be. So think about that tonight. Pray about it. And they're not going to come after you, but see if God won't help you to do it and touch your heart about it and do what many have done for a lot of years. Get one, and before the next meeting starts next year, let them know you're going to help them and do that for them. And I appreciate Steve letting me do this, but it's not about me. It's about what folks just like you have been doing these years, helping them. And this is just one way. You do what God's put on your heart, but maybe you'll do this and be a help to them. As they go out of this hill, we leave out of here tomorrow and wave goodbye. And they've got to clean up the mess and put it all back and get ready for next year. At least we can say, hey, we're going to send a little something to help you, let you know what a help it's been to us. You do what the Lord would have you to do.
I appreciate that. Brother Jamie and myself will have these. If you feel like you ought to take one, we'd appreciate it. We would like for you to give in the offering tonight as the Lord would lead you. We could use your help. The motel rooms, you know, going to be probably about $35,000 altogether. Try to feed, take care of these men of God. You give as the Lord would have you to give, and it'll be a blessing. If you can't give, it's all right. Just enjoy yourself. We're just glad you're here. They're going to play for us, ask you to stand. And Brother Ron, y'all be coming on around being ready to sing. All right.